Welcome back to The Simple Plate, tales of local food made and produced by local people. Today, I'm joined by Shane Dickey of Superior Small Batch, a vegan food producer located here in the Twin Ports. I find it only necessary to include this statistic before we get into this episode. About 83% of the world's farmland is for livestock, which consumes more energy than it produces. Now, getting back to Shane, over the years, he's developed a recipe for flavor-packed, meat-free burgers and sausages, amongst other vegan foods. He realized the nutritional benefits and ecological implications of veganism was something that really resonated with him. And it looks like he's here. Come join us at the table. We're here with Shane Dickey here at the table.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, good. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining me here at the Simple Plate.
Yeah.
And just tell me something about your business. What's the rundown?
Yeah. So my spouse, Gail, and I have a small business here in Duluth, in the Twin Ports, actually, called Superior Small Batch. And we're a vegan food manufacturer. And we started with vegan sausage and expanded into different burgers. But now we really, in the last year or so, have expanded into prepared foods, you know, curries and chilies and soups and various things, and also experimenting now with some non-dairy dairy, so butter alternatives and cheese alternatives.
Gotcha, and that's kind of a backbone of what your company's all about. So my question for you right off the bat is, why vegan? Is it from a nutritional aspect, animal welfare aspect, or is it a combination of the two? Or
just for us it's a combination of the two. When Gail and I were thinking about going into the food business, we just couldn't imagine profiting from animal farming, essentially. You know, I personally don't feel good about how most animals in this country are raised to be eaten, you know, whether you're eating the animal themselves or their products. So, you know, the conversation was around making veggie burgers because we had been eating a lot of that food ourselves for years and didn't have an option locally that we felt reduced bizarre ingredients that, you know, didn't have a big carbon, carried a lot of a carbon load, having been shipped from California or wherever these things are made, and, you know, that really had a full round flavor and would fill you up. It was just kind of missing. So we said, we can do this. But then when we thought about generally what the company should entail, we thought, no, we really don't want to involve animal products of any kind in our food. Also, obviously, you know, in addition to the environmental benefit of eating plant-based meals, the health benefits are off the scale. So we'd been going that way with our own diet a lot. So it just seemed like a natural, good choice.
For sure. So I'm looking on your website, and I see that the Brimson Bangers, they're actually ounce for ounce compared to pork, beef, and turkey sausage. There's more protein and fiber.
Yep.
There's less fat and sodium.
Yep.
And I'm just curious as well, how did you achieve that flavor, that bold, wholesome filling?
Yeah, so it's building the background flavor and building that backbone flavor is important. I have background formerly in my career as a chef, and that was number one to me. It had to taste good. So how do we do it? You know, we go for high umami ingredients. You know, we use tomato products in a lot of our food, miso products in our food, soy-based products. In the bangers, we do. So, you know, tamari, garbanzo miso, tomato paste, nutritional yeast, these things go a long way to give it a really good, strong backbone of flavor. And then overlay that with like a bold spice mix in the case of the bangers. You know, we called them Brimson Bangers because we lived in Brimson up north of town here when we started our company, and we're manufacturing in Finland at that time. And that was our first product. So that one, the nutritional profile of the banger, you know, draws a lot of people in who maybe are not vegetarian or vegan and maybe don't even identify with this idea of a flexitarian. A lot of, you know, baby boomer sort of folks who are, you know, their doctor has said, hey, you know, you need to do a little bit less meat. And so they'll sub out our vegan sausage one or two or three meals a week. and they know they're getting a big protein punch without the cholesterol, without the sodium.
But with the flavor, too.
With the Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, we don't aspire to try to recreate meat with our food. So, people are aware of the boom of, you know, non-burger burgers, right? Impossible and Beyond are just exploding right now. And what they're chasing is really an imitation burger. We're all about them. That's awesome that they're doing that. And anything that can be done to sort of, you know, expand this notion of not having to have a piece of meat on your plate for it to be a meal, that works in our favor. And at the same time, we build our company around the notion of real food. We're not pretending to be a hamburger, right?
Imitation.
No, the opposite of imitation. We happen not to have animal products. Now, in the case of the Banger, of all the food we make, that's the one that's probably the most meat-like. It's this wheat meat, right? You've seen a lot of the brats and the sausages and stuff for sale now are based on wheat gluten. And our Banger is based on wheat gluten. And that's a super high protein. That's the protein, right, component of flour.
Gotcha.
So that's where that big protein kick comes from. We didn't try to pack it with protein. And with our other products, we've actually gotten away from the wheat gluten because we heard from a lot of people that they prefer to have gluten-free food. So none of our other food has, or burgers and sausage has gluten in it.
Right on. And so those, I mean, gluten-free and veganism typically go hand in hand.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
And so with the miso, with the tamari, these umami ingredients, just thinking about where does the quality come into that? Is it, I mean, you're using a lot of different ingredients and the combinations of those flavors create something bigger than the sum of their parts. Mm-hmm. So could you just touch on, like, what does product quality mean to you?
Yeah, it means everything. Without product quality, you know, we don't have anything to build on. So it has to be delicious, and that quality comes from quality ingredients. You can't make an end product that tastes great without individual components that are of high quality. So this enables us to make simple food, right, with trustworthy ingredients because we're investing in high quality maple syrup and tamari and, you know, the garbanzo miso we use, and, you know, right down the line, we invest more than we could on those ingredients. For example, we just launched a curry burger, which is totally unlike any other veggie burger that I've ever had, and we're super proud of it. It's actually spicy, we say. So not like
not
some
Minnesota spicy.
Some Minnesotans eat our Banger, and they you know, almost need to spit it out. It's so hot, you know, and we're like, oh my gosh. The curry burger's actually got some spice, but we load that thing down with nuts and seeds, and we have cashews and pepitas and walnuts, and that's expensive stuff, but you gotta build on those, you know, foundations to get that finished product that has that depth of flavor that you're just not going to get out of a Boca Burger or Morningstar Farm, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me here at the table, here at the Simple Plate. It's so incredibly crucial to understand where your food is coming from and how it's benefiting both you and the world, and especially when it's locally sourced. So we really appreciate
it. Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Superior Small Batch. You can find more information at superiorsmallbatch.com. And thanks for joining me in the studio, Jane.
Appreciate it, Mark. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to The Simple Plate today. Since me and Shane had our conversation, I've actually challenged myself to eat one vegan meal per day. Because why wouldn't I, if studies show that humans on a plant-based diet have a 50% decrease in coronary heart disease? The nutritional aspect, as well as the fact that I'm lowering my own carbon footprint, is enough for me. This episode of The Simple Plate is written and produced at KUMD by Mark Idstrom, with music from Andy Hallock and Pola, with support provided by Whole Foods Co-op of Duluth. More information and past episodes of The Simple Plate are available at kumd.org under the Northland Morning drop-down menu, where you can leave your comments or questions. The Simple Plate is also located wherever you find your podcasts, so you can take us with you on your ride home from work or share us with your friends and family. On the next episode, I'm joined by local farmer Adam Kemp of Oofta Organics. We talk about strawberries, salad greens, and organic farm practices. We'll see you next time here on KUMD.